Idaho lawmakers are once again proposing joining 28 other states in the call for a constitutional convention. On Thursday, legislators printed the bill that would allow states to convene a convention under Article 5 of the Constitution once 34 states had signed on. 38 states would need to agree to any proposed amendment. Convention seekers want to add a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, and with only 6 more states needed, groups are making a strong push in Idaho. But Adrian Evans, with United Vision for Idaho, says people are concerned across the political spectrum because a convention wouldn't necessarily be constrained to a single subject.
It's scary for anybody, right? So your interest might be the First Amendment. Others might be the Second Amendment. And the crux of this is that it all would be on the table.
Last week, the group Convention of States rallied on the steps of the state capitol in Boise to support this effort. It also has support from the conservative think tank American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. Evans says a convention would be an opportunity for special interests to advance their agendas. Evans is also skeptical that a balanced budget amendment would be the only proposal on the table. She points out that a convention isn't necessary to add amendments to the Constitution.
This is our founding document, and there is absolutely a process by which we can make amendments to the Constitution. What Article 5 calls for is something that's never happened in our nation's history, and that is to trigger a constitutional convention, the only one of which we've ever had was in the writing of the Constitution.
The same proposal to join convention-seeking states failed last session. However, over the summer, some Idaho lawmakers went to Arizona to participate in a practice constitutional convention. Evans says constitutional lawyers still aren't sure how a convention would work, and rules, such as the number of delegates from each state, could be scrapped or changed at any time. At the bill printing Thursday, lawmakers said constituents want the hearings on this bill to be public. With Utah Radio News, I'm Arden Ott.